Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. It's time for The Upswing on WTMJ, showcasing businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Here's your host, Jeff Sherman.
Because I'm going to make this place yours.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. Hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday morning. You know, as we were putting this show together, what I've really found compelling and had a whole lot of fun with, and I hope you have too, is that all the people and organizations we've focused on here on The Upswing have showcased a really specific quality that makes our community in southeastern Wisconsin and really the entire state of Wisconsin so unique. The century-old Oconomowoc-based manufacturer, Century Equipment. Now, that first word is century with a C. The second one, century with an S, has similar unique characteristics. And one of those is longevity, but it goes a whole lot deeper. Century President and CEO Brian Baker joins us today to tell us how his team has managed to keep Century and the entire Wisconsin manufacturing industry at the forefront. But first, if you listen to Spanning the State here on WTMJ with Kristen Bry and Brian Noonan, you really should. They had Rick Barrett on from JS Online and Milwaukee Journal Sentinel yesterday. Rick has a five-part series on manufacturing's return to Wisconsin. It's called Bringing It Home. And he's two features in, and you can hear his insights on the Spanning the State podcast. And you know what? You can get all WTMJ podcasts at WTMJ.com or wherever you get podcasts. And of course, you can get every episode of The Upswing on your podcast platform as well. But here's what Barrett wrote in his first long-form feature about manufacturing. In nearly 45 years since the industrial employment peaked in the United States, manufacturers have struggled to regain their prominence. Now, they have some wind at their back. With the exception of the COVID-19 period, U.S. manufacturing jobs have risen steadily from 2010 through early 2024. As of February, the manufacturing sector accounted for 13 million American workers, a gain of more than 1.5 million from February 2010, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Much of this increase has come from less work leaving for China and more foreign investment coming to the United States. He continued, it's difficult to overstate the importance of the phenomenon to Wisconsin, where manufacturing and agriculture, especially food processing, are critical drivers of the economy. The state is second only to Indiana in the highest concentration of manufacturing employment at around 480,000 jobs, again, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Stats. Brian has been with Century for nearly 20 years, including 11 in his current role. And we'll get into his successes. Maybe we'll talk about some of the failures. We'll touch on the company's prioritization of the employees' engagement on the floor, the creation of company culture, and discuss strategic expansion efforts at Century. A look into the DNA of Wisconsin's manufacturing industry with Century Equipment. When we come back, this is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. We've had a lot of interest in the manufacturing sector in the state of Wisconsin, so I'm honored today to welcome Brian Baker, President and CEO of Century Equipment, to the show. Manufacturing accounts for almost 19% of the state's total output, employing almost 17% of the workforce here in our state. And that's from data from the National Association of Manufacturers. Annually, the manufacturing industry contributes nearly $70 billion to the state's economy. So we got a big slice of that here with us today. Brian, thanks for taking time out of your morning.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. This is great to be here. I love the opportunity to talk about Century Equipment Corp. It's a fabulous business, and we do a lot of great things for the world.
So give us the history of the company based in Oconomowoc, correct?
Yeah, I'll start out just by saying we're located in, right at the Highway 67 exit. If anybody's driven to Madison, you've driven right by our building. We're literally two doors down from the Dachauen Stadium.
Okay.
And we have about 150 employees there, and we also have a location in Salt Lake City, Utah, and in Houston. And we do great things for the world by helping our customers monitor their processes. So think of all the things that drive the economy that we use every single day that we kind of take for granted, but there are processes that produce them. You think about generating electricity. Think about refining oil into gasoline and petroleum products. Think about treating wastewater so it can be released safely into the environment. And so we help our customers monitor the processes that make all those things that we take for granted. And we do that through chemical analysis. So our customers have to take chemical samples of the work in process, the raw materials coming in, the finished product, and there are all kinds of challenges that our products and our services solve, all the challenges that we address and allow our customers to take a safe, reliable sample so they can monitor our process.
And going back in the history of the company, I mean, looking at 100 years, mm-hmm. What's the origin story? What did it start out manufacturing?
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. I think that's a great story. So we are 100 years old, and I just want to start off by saying, boy, what a great thrill it is for me, a personal thrill every day to think about being part of something that's got 100 years of staying power, that's been providing this great pillar of the Oconomowoc world for so many years and doing so many great things for the country, for the economy, for the things that we rely on every day, and the fact that I can be part of something that's had 100 years of staying power.
Yeah.
So Century started out like a lot of manufacturers in Wisconsin. There's a dairy connection. So in 1924, the guy that started the business was named Roy Henze.
Okay.
And Roy was the head engineer for the Carnation Company. And back in 1924, every single dairy in this part of the country was had its own boiler. Generated their own energy to drive their process. And so Roy had all these great ideas to make dairy boilers more efficient, and he went out and started his own business. And, of course, his first customer was the Carnation Company. So, that business chugged along until about the 50s. And at that point, the dairies started getting hooked up to the electric grid instead of having their own boilers. So that business kind of started fading away,
So
it was time to pivot. So the same technology that made dairy boilers more efficient also could be applied to power plants. So power plants have, basically the same, heating up water, driving, turning to steam to drive a process, and the same technology applied to power plants. So power plants were Century's main customer until about the around the late 1990s and early 2000s, when we kept going in the power plant business, but then expanded into other industries like oil refining, petrochemical processing, food processing.
So having that ability to stay relevant through the years through kind of a really constant, ever-changing manufacturing landscape has, really made you a significant player in the state.
Absolutely. The business has remade itself several times over the years, and I think that's key to our staying power is the fact that we are tuned into our customers and we really look at what they value and what they need, and we use our technology to help them run their businesses.
So in terms of your background, you've been there for nearly a third of the company's lifespan. You joined Century as the Chief Financial Officer. What was your kind of career arc?
Well, I went to college to become a CPA.
Okay.
I went to UW-Eau Claire, and my first job out of college was Arthur Anderson.
Okay.
And Arthur
Here
Anderson.
Here in the state?
It was in Milwaukee.
All right.
Yeah.
Good.
And Arthur Anderson, sadly, is connected with Enron, because it went out of business when the Enron scandal occurred. And of course, I had nothing to do with that. That was well after I had already moved on. But I would say the financial world is a great starting point if you want to be the manager or the owner or run a business. Because I think if you understand the financial part of a business, you understand the business on a big, broad level. And so I joined Century in 1995 as Chief Financial Officer. I was Chief Financial Officer for about 17 years. And then the guy that was my predecessor, he decided to retire, and we took a look at all the people that could have been his replacement, and I had the most knowledge about the most part of the business.
Right. And you said your father worked in a factory in Racine, right? Yeah. Did that contribute, you think, to your career?
Yeah, my dad worked at Jacobson Manufacturing.
Okay.
Jacobson is still alive and well, but it's in Mississippi these days, not in Racine. But my dad had a great great job, great career in a factory. But I will say, if you look at my dad's factory, you know, I went in and visited my dad a couple of times in the factory, and I say it was all these bad D words. It was dark, it was dirty, it was dingy, it was dangerous. It was just not the kind of place that you wanted to be. But my dad worked there, you know, almost 30 years. And if you contrast that with Century's factory, Century has a world-class factory. We can take our factory that's in Oconomowoc, and we could put it anywhere in the world. We could put it in Japan, in Germany, in China, and we would be one of the best factories around. We have a world-class factory, and our work is exactly the opposite of what my dad's was. The factory is bright. It smells good. It's orderly. The work is not repetitive. It's not dangerous. Mm-hmm. People that work in our factory use their brains and their hands, and they have this great, fulfilling work that they do every day.
When we come back from the break, Oconomowoc-based Century Equipment and the value of employee ownership that the company has had since 1985. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. Brian Baker, president and CEO of Century Equipment, joins us today. Oconomowoc-based Century Equipment, one of the companies that embodies the tradition of manufacturing success and long-standing tenure all across the state. This year, Century, the manufacturer of sampling equipment, celebrates its 100th birthday. It's also an employee-owned company. And Brian's taking time out of his morning to join us today. Brian, I know you are a Vistage member in the CEO kind of roundtable idea sharing group. Is that a good way to explain Vistage?
Yeah, Vistage is a great networking support educational group that's members are CEOs.
So as you're talking to other CEOs from around the state and around the region, how do you kind of define what's happening in the manufacturing space here?
Well, I think in order to understand that, you have to take a step back and look at what's happening in the United States. And I call it, manufacturing in the United States just isn't alive and well. It's alive and thriving. And, I think you kind of referred to that, Jeff, when you were talking about the comments at the beginning of the show. And it's, I call it even a manufacturing tsunami. And what's happening is all of the things that got outsourced, in the late 1990s and early 2000s, all the things that got outsourced all over the world, mostly to Asia, are coming back to the United States. And the reason for that is the United States is the best place on the planet to be a manufacturer. And you think about it, there's really a couple of big things that drive that. And the first is cheap energy. The U.S. is energy independent. We export our energy now. And there is abundant, very inexpensive, and reliable sources of energy. So anything that that we make that uses a lot of energy, like processing petroleum or making fertilizer or plastics, any of that stuff, it's the best place. U.S. is the best place to be for that. Mm-hmm. The second is, we have the most educated and best skilled workforce on the planet. We have the best workers by far, second to none. And the third is the access to technology. If you look at, everybody talks about the tech boom that's going on over the country and AI, but really a lot of that technology gets applied in a manufacturing setting, and we have access to that.
So as you look to kind of recruit and retain employees, it's often thought of, from an equity and ownership standpoint, you have to be in the entrepreneurial space, right? You have to be at a startup in order to get some skin in the game. That's not necessarily the case. There's ample opportunity in the manufacturing sector.
Absolutely. And, in Century's case, we're an employee-owned company. And there are about 6,000 employee-owned companies in the United States. And it's, so it's slightly common, but I think a lot of people don't know about employee ownership. And, every single person that comes to work every day at Century owns a piece of Century through our employee stock ownership plan.
So employees control about 8% of corporate equity in American companies, and employee stock ownership plans now cover over 6,500 companies, and 14 million participate across the country. In terms of how is it positioned within the company to employees? Like, Do they have a vote? Do they have a say? What's that positioning back to the employees on the floor?
Yeah, I would say, you know, we don't position it like you have a vote. Absolutely, everybody has a say, but you don't have a vote. It's, you know, if you think about if you owned a piece of a couple of shares of General Motors stock, you wouldn't be able to go in and vote on what models they're going to offer. You know, it's just that's just not possible.
Right.
And so, but really, everybody has a say. And what we've done to make Sentry great is we've built our culture around employee ownership. And really, what you're trying to tap into is the fact that if you own a piece of the place that you work, you're simply going to perform better in any way that you can measure employees. So employee owners always will outperform non-employee owners.
How is kind of monthly financial information handled? Is that done in a team-wide meeting where they get to see the basics?
Yeah, Jeff, that's a great point because, you know, if you really want to get tap into the power of employee ownership, you build the culture around it. And we have absolutely built our culture around ownership at Sentry. And they're really, you know, four or five pillars of being an employee-owned company and building a culture around it, and one of them is transparency. Hmm. And the first, you know, first thing about transparency is that we fully share all our financial information and all our strategic plans.
So they have a lens into monthly sales, top line revenue.
Absolutely,
the full picture.
And if you know, if you're going to be a great employer or employee and contribute to the business, boy, you should know about what's going on in the business and how the thing that you're doing every day will impact the bottom line.
Hmm. That's great. That really creates a sense of pride, and you come to work each and every day knowing that you're a part of the success of the company.
Exactly. And Jeff, I'd like to tell a little story. I eat in a lot of restaurants. You probably eat in a lot of restaurants. I love eating in restaurants.
I'm going to have you finish that story when we come back from the break. We're going to talk about some of the ways that Sentry has fostered a strong employee culture and connect around the approaching retirement age of manufacturing and see how that's going to impact Sentry equipment. Welcome back to the Upswing Manufacturing on today's show. Talent attraction is truly vital, especially with all the kind of the misconceptions about what manufacturing used to be. As our guest Brian Baker, president and CEO of Sentry Equipment, mentioned, you know, that perception that it's like long hours and grimy conditions on this dark, dirty, the lights are flashing on the floor, you know, you can't go to work because you're going to get all dirty. That's just not the case. And it's not the case in the technology that is really a true part of what manufacturing is today. So what are some of the ways that you are looking at each and every day to attract new employees to the business?
Oh, you know, they span a pretty big continuum. And, you know, some of them are, we just want to make Sentry overall a great place to work. We offer great benefits, and you know, I already touched on the employee ownership, and you know, the employee ownership is on top of having a, you know, great health insurance, great 401k plan, and then on top of that, people get to participate in owning the business. So,
what kind of training and education do you expect from kind of new employees, and where are they getting that? Has that changed in the past 20 years?
Well, it depends on what we're hiring, Jeff. You know, of course, we hire a lot of engineers. We have a very deep stable of engineers, and we have a nice connection with Marquette University. We have a co-op program, an engineering co-op program. We have several MSOE and UWM graduates. And so, you know, so obviously we, you know, you have to have the credentials to work as an engineer. But in terms of the, you know, the factory work, it's you know, we can train people on how to be good factory workers. Hmm. So it's really people that culturally line up with us, people that are into learning, that are into trying different things, that are into working together. Those are the people that we look for.
What's the, and I'm guessing I know the answer, but what's the largest barrier to having a strong workforce? Is it simply numbers?
It's a number of people, and it's funny how this issue has evolved over the last 10 or 15 years. And they used to call it a skills gap, is that there were plenty of people available to do work in factories, but they didn't have the skills that were needed to do it. And the way the world has evolved is, you know, I'm a baby boomer. All the baby boomers are retiring. They're leaving the workforce, and there aren't enough people behind them to replace all the baby boomers that are leaving. So it's not a skills gap anymore. It's just there aren't enough people.
So how are you working to kind of fill that retirement gap? Is it a talent pipeline with different STEM programs and kind of creating that manufacturing love earlier on?
Yeah, we have a number of ways that we're addressing that directly. And, you know, we partner with I'm on the board of directors of the Waukesha County Business Alliance, and they have this great program called Schools to Skills. And it's where you get people, high school students, into the factory, into places like Century, and they can see how awesome the work is. They can interact with the people, and they can, have the right perception about a career in manufacturing. We also participate in GPS partners, and that's where we get students that, you know, where, you know, an academic education maybe isn't quite right for them. So they, as high school students, they come and work in our factory for, you know, a couple hours a day. And we've had great experience with that, you know, filling our talent pipeline. And then, as I already mentioned, on the real technical side, we have this great relationship with Marquette University. We have engineering co-op program. And in fact, two of our vice presidents are kind of funny. They're young guys. They're people in their mid-30s. And they came to us as Marquette University co-op. So one of the people I'm talking about is about 35 years old, and he's a 17-year Century employee.
All right. Very good. When we come back from the break, is the consumer willing to pay more for Made in America goods? And where can we kind of come together in our kind of disjointed political landscape? And what can we agree upon manufacturing-based? This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. Brian Baker, President and CEO of Century Equipment, joins us today. And Brian, I know you're not necessarily a manufacturer of consumer-facing goods, but do you think, especially kind of in the election year we're in right now, is a consumer willing to pay more for Made in America goods? And what's the challenge and opportunity there?
Yeah, Jeff, I have an opinion on that. I'm a consumer myself, and definitely we have a lot of consumers of our products and services, and they're all businesses, but I think they think the same as consumers, and that is that, people love the idea of Buy American, but the American goods have to be competitively priced and add a lot of value. And if, they're not just going to buy American just because it says Buy American on the label. And all the things that I mentioned earlier, the things that the United States and also manufacturers in this area have going for them, the cheap energy, the best workers on the planet, the access to technology, those enable manufacturing in Wisconsin and all over the United States to be competitive with anything all over the world.
Well, and from a manufacturing lens, what do you think the two parties can really agree upon? I mean, from my lens here on The Upswing, I think it's opportunity and wealth generation, right?
Absolutely. And, Century's, I have a great story, I think, about our political system and, the topic I talked about before, which is employee ownership. And a lot of manufacturers are employee owned. And, I described how you can use employee ownership to have a great culture and have it be a great place to work, but have a really great competitive business. And so one of the things I like to say is that, Wisconsin, of course, is a 50-50 state. Right down the middle. It just depends on who shows up for the election that's going to win. And if you look at our company, we have hosted Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin each two times. Ron Johnson, one of the most conservative senators in the United States Senate, and Tammy Baldwin, one of the most liberal senators in the United States Senate. And both of them love Century Equipment because we're a great manufacturer, but also because we're a great employee-owned business. And if you think about Tammy Baldwin loves Century because our employee ownership helps build wealth for common people. It gives everybody an opportunity to buy into the American dream. Ron Johnson loves employee ownership because it builds great, strong, competitive companies, and it helps people with their retirement. So that is the only topic where I can think of that Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin are totally in lockstep, but they are in employee ownership.
Political collaboration through manufacturing. There, that's what we do on The Upswing.
We do love that.
So what do you see as the future of manufacturing, and maybe how What does 4.0 technology look like? And many manufacturing CEOs will tell me, like, we're playing offense and defense with AI, and we're just not sure what's coming, but we know we have to embrace it because it's here.
Yeah, Jeff, you know, Century has embraced technology for a long time, not just on the advent of AI. You know, we have, if you go into our factory, we have a work cell that has four or five really high-tech machines, and we have one or two people that are tending and doing all the work. And it's basically just making sure that everything's running and then troubleshooting when there's a problem and making sure that the machine is full. The machines are full. And so, you know, so we've embraced technology for a long time. We have machining centers that are robotically fed. And so we can go home at the end of the day and come in the next day and there's a tray of parts sitting next to the machine because the robot fed the machine did the work and then unloaded the machine. So we've embraced technology. And in terms of AI, we absolutely, it's coming right at us. You know, if you're not embracing AI, you're going to be behind the times. I see AI as a real important tool to manage the office side of the business. You think about all the work that's done in a manufacturing or any kind of company that just involves repetitive work. And AI will be able to handle all that repetitive work and free up the time of the people that have skills to do really important, gratifying work instead of the repetitive work.
All right, Brian Baker, President and CEO of Century Equipment in Oconomowoc. We will come back after the break, talk about Century's community commitment and what that means, and also explore some of the biggest national challenges in the manufacturing industry. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. Brian Baker, President and CEO of Century Equipment, joins us today. Century is celebrating 100 years in the community. What, Brian, do you do in the Oconomowoc and greater Waukesha area to just celebrate manufacturing and your employee base?
Well, we do a lot for the community. You know, and the most important thing that we do is just to providing great jobs, great opportunities for 200 families. So that's number one. You know, and we do a lot of volunteering. We offer an opportunity for our employees to take a couple of days off every year so they can go and do volunteer work, and we pay them for it. So we're very active in that way. And the other thing that we like to do is we like our people and our executives to be out being part of the community board. So I already mentioned that I'm on the Waukesha County Business Alliance. So we like to do stuff like that in order to, you know, be in touch with what's going on in the community and steer it in a good direction.
What does mentorship look like from a manufacturing lens inside and outside of your community?
Well, I think it's, we love to get the young people into the factory because if they can see what the factory work looks like, they can interact with our folks, they're going to be attracted to manufacturing. And we have a really nice mix of folks. You know, we have some people that are long tenured, but we also have this great young workforce. And so it's important that they get matched up with people that can mentor them.
Okay. So in terms of the national lens, what are some of the kind of the biggest challenges to the manufacturing industry and how are you tackling those?
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, I mentioned all the things that are great about manufacturing in the U.S. and I feel those are overwhelming. But so I would say the biggest problem is, the lack of workers and the lack of workers, you could say, well, create more workers, but how do you create more workers? You know, because it's not a skills mismatch problem. It's just there aren't enough people to fill the jobs that our economy needs. So that's the biggest challenge. And, one of the ways that Century and a lot of other manufacturers is addressing it is looking at it the other way, is using technology so the workers that we have can be more efficient and so we can get more work out with less workers.
So in terms of recruitment and retention to Wisconsin, what's your pitch? Obviously, coming to work for a good company like Century. But overall, just, hey, if you're going to get somebody to move to the Midwest, what are your talking points?
I think that you look at Oconomowoc, the community that I live in, and Oconomowoc is a great place to live because it's right next to Milwaukee, so it feels has a lot of things that are great about being a suburb of Milwaukee, but it's also like a small town in Wisconsin. And so I think about the lifestyle that you can have living in all the way up and down the I-94 corridor between Milwaukee and Madison, that you can have this access to great entertainment, great restaurants, great natural beauty, great parks. And at the same time, you can have a great fulfilling career in a company that's doing great things for the world and making the world better.
All right. And then I give you the magic manufacturing wand. If you can make one change to the industry, specifically here in Wisconsin, what would that be?
Honestly, Jeff, I don't know what to say about that, because I think being a manufacturer in Wisconsin is a great place to be. And, you know, the biggest challenge is the people. You know, I hate to keep coming to that, but having enough people to do the work. And, you know, we have a great, robust system for giving people the skills that they need to work in our factories and work in our businesses. So it's really just having enough people.
Are you aware in terms of your Vistage group and others, like specific efforts around recruitment and retention that have been successful?
One of the things that, you know, there are a lot of people in Milwaukee that don't have access to transportation in Waukesha County.
Yeah.
And so there's been some really well-received programs that have given people rides from Milwaukee to, you know, businesses in New Berlin or businesses in Menominee Falls. And, you know, that's worked out really well because it's just access to the jobs.
Collaboration around transit, definitely something that's continuing to evolve in the region, and we need to continue our success. We got about 15 seconds. I'd like to ask CEOs to define success, Brian Baker.
Success is having a great place to work, being able to have 200 people and have great, fulfilling jobs that people love. They're coming into work every day and having a great career.
All right. Very good. Brian Baker, president and CEO of Century Equipment.